This is an interview with Mr. Tong Win Dang for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on Southeast Asian Immigrant Experience by Pondjarat Arirashkaran at 327 Hayes Avenue, McDonough, Ohio 44437 on May 20th, 1981 at 7:20 p.m. Okay. What do you want me to call you? Tom?
Yes.
Can I call you Tom?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you come from?
Vietnam.
What?
Saigon.
Okay. That's your birthplace?
Yes.
Can you tell us about your family? Your parents? You know, how many sisters, brothers do you have?
I have two sisters and one brother. My older sister, she's there. My younger sister, she's in China now. And my father and my younger sister, they are in China now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I live with my mother and my brother together in this place.
Okay. What did you do at the wartime?
Oh, I went to school.
You went to school?
Yes.
You mean when the communists came to the country?
Oh.
You went to school?
After the communists took over, I quit school.
You quit school?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
York.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on a second. When did you quit school? When the communists came,
yes.
You quit school. Do you remember about your school? You know, before you quit school. Okay, talk about your school now. Do you remember anything about your school? What grade at that time when you quit school? You know. What grade you study? You know. What's the name of your school?
Fudok.
Yes. Can you spell for us? Can you spell?
Yes.
Can you spell for us?
Phuocduc.
Okay. What grade at that time where you study?
About seventh grade.
Seventh grade? Yes. You were in seventh grade when the communists came, so you quit the school.
Yes.
What year?
1972.
Around that time. The communists came at that time?
The communists came in 1975.
Okay. Why you quit school before that?
No, not before.
Oh, you...
When the Communist Party came, I quit by that time.
By that time?
Yes.
Okay. What your father did? What your father did do at that time?
He was a businessman, a small business.
At Saigon?
Yes.
What did he do? Small business.
Yes.
What he sell? He sell something?
Yes, sell something.
What's that?
Chicken feet.
You mean food?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And can you tell us about your significant events? You know, that happened in your life. The thing that you memorized most in your life. Your school day, your home life, you know what I mean? The thing that you think is most important happened in your life.
In my life?
Mm-hmm. Any story that impressed you?
Can I tell you about the war?
Yeah, anything that's impressed you. How come? How come that impressed you?
The war started. I was very little, about 1968.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. At that time, the war stopped at our house, in front of our house. Oh, it was terrible.
What do you mean, in front of your house?
Yes.
In front of Saigon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was very terrible.
You mean a lot of people died?
Yes, a lot of people died. A lot of buildings damaged by the war.
Uh-huh. Okay. Why did you decide to come to United States?
Because it is very hard, very difficult to live in Saigon. So.
Just a second, hold on. You said you quit school and you work. Do you mean that you work with communists for a while?
Worked a private business for some.
You mean your father's shop?
No. I was working in the garage.
Garage?
Yes. Mechanic.
Uh-huh.
Yes, mechanic.
How many years?
Oh, just a few months.
Few months?
Yes.
And then what did you do after that?
After that?
Mm-hmm.
And I stay at home and then until 1978,
uh-huh.
And then we escaped from Vietnam.
1978?
Yes.
Can you recall your journey? You know, how you escaped?
the beginning, we took the boat.
You came with your family?
Yeah, no, just my mother and my sister and my one sister, older sister, and my brother and I. Four.
Four?
Four.
Why your father not
because,
come with you?
Because he and my younger sister escaped to China.
Before that?
Before that, yes.
Why? Why did they escape before you?
Because you know? we didn't have enough money to escape together.
Oh, okay. So. Uh-huh. He escaped to China?
Yes.
Before that?
Yes, before.
Okay,
before.
And uh-huh. Can you tell us about your journey now?
Oh, my journey?
Uh-huh.
The first time we took the small boat, about 600 people on that boat. But the boat was too small and a lot of people and then the boat sank in the harbor and
the storm by the
no
storm.
No, because
too many people
on the boat, yeah. So now
where is bank, you remember? You say in the harbor, where?
In Saigon.
You just went on the boat and just the boat, how long, you know, how many days that it sank when it's on the way? Not start yet?
Not yet.
Sank?
Yes.
Before you start to escape?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, got it. Uh-huh.
And my sister, my older sister, she couldn't swim. So she drowned. And we saved.
Uh-huh.
My mother and my brother and I saved. And then we, after 20 days, and we took the other boat, and we went to Indonesia, but the government of the Indonesia, they wouldn't allow us to land in Indonesia, and then we Brunei.
What?
And then the album
continue to sell.
Yes.
Okay. Where?
Brunei.
Brunei?
Yes.
Where can you spell? Where?
Brunei.
Right. Yeah, where? Where? You know?
No, I
Philippines or something?
No. This the second place where it's
okay.
Scattered.
Mm-hmm. It's the island?
That's the small country.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. And then what happened?
And they wouldn't allow us to get off the boat, and they pull us to the higher sea, and then our captain
what happened to him? He was shot?
No.
What happened?
He took us to...
Oh! He continued to go. Okay. Uh-huh.
To Philippines. And then we lived on the boat about 8 months. We couldn't get off the boat. Just live on the boat about 8 months.
You mean from Saigon to Philippines about 8 months?
No, from Saigon to Philippines about 16 days.
16 days?
Yes. When we arrived to Philippines,
mm-hmm.
the government of the Philippines, they...
Refused?
Yes, refused. So we have to live on the boat about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
8 months.
Uh-huh. And how comes? How comes you come here? How they contact, or how you contact with the people outside?
We don't have any relative in this country. We just wait for the sponsor of the church.
Just a second. Okay, after 8 months, the Philippines government allow you to come in the country? Or what? What happened after next?
After next, we get on the small island. That was belong to Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And then we live on there about 5 months. After that, the Philippines and the United States built a refugee camp.
On that island?
Not on that island. Near the capital of the Philippines.
What? Near the capital of Philippines? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then we moved there. And then we moved to there and we lived there 6 months. After 6 months, we came here.
How can you find a sponsor? You wait? You wait for 6 months?
Just wait.
Uh-huh. And
just
then?
Keep waiting.
Mm-hmm. Who's your sponsor?
Father Jusen.
What?
Father Jusen.
Can you spell his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Durita.
Uh-huh. Well, where? What shirt?
Catholic.
Where? In McDonald's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's sponsor of your family?
Yes.
All of them?
Mm.
Three of you?
Yes.
You escaped, you say four, right?
Yes, but my older sister...
Oh, she's
sister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where in the United States did you enter?
We entered in San Francisco first.
Uh-huh. How comes you come to Youngstown? Because your sponsor is here?
Yes.
They pay for everything for you? I mean the ticket?
I don't know exactly about it. Because every every refugee, when they go to the other country, they don't have to pay anything. Maybe after we find our job, and we just
pay back
to the government, like pay the tax, something like that.
When you come to America, you know, you escaped from your country 1978,
yeah.
And when you arrived in America,
1980?
July.
July.
Uh-huh. Okay. How do you hear or learn about United States?
Learn.
How do you hear? Have you heard about United States before you come?
Just a little bit.
Where?
Huh?
From what? How? How you learn? How you hear about it? You remember?
When I was in Philippines,
mm-hmm.
we heard about leaving this country. The first thing we have to know the language is
English.
Yes, English.
Uh-huh. You haven't studied before English? How about when you went to school at Saigon? Do you study English?
No, just Chinese and Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
Both language, that's all.
Okay. And how comes you choose United States? Do you have the choices, you know? Like, okay, you have choices for the country you can go. Do you have? Before you choose United States?
Yes, but I couldn't wait that long, because any country accept me and I will go there.
Oh,
except
okay. So
yeah.
United States accepted you first, you know, you find sponsor first.
Mm, yes.
So you came here.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was your first impression? Of America.
Yeah.
First impression.
Language.
Oh, wait, what do you mean? You can't speak any
yes,
words?
Yes.
When you first came
it's
here?
It's difficult for me. It's hard for me. When I first time I came and people talk to me, I didn't understand. So
Where did you start to learn your English? Where? In school?
You mean in?
In here. Uh-huh. Where?
Yes.
Where?
In school.
In school?
Yes.
In McDonald?
Yes, McDonald High School.
How long does it take you to study English?
Oh, I have been...
So you can speak like that? How long?
About 10 months.
About 10 months?
Yes.
You mean intensive course, like you just learn to speak, to write? That's it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then you start your school at that time too? I mean you continue your school at that time?
Yes.
Or you study too?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, I got it. What do you think about life in new country? Life in here? What do you think about it? Except language difficulties? What do you think?
Life here,
mm-hmm.
We enjoy the freedom.
Excuse, can you give the definition of freedom in your own opinion for me? What do you think of freedom? What do you mean?
I can do anything. I can do anything. We can do
what you
thing.
Want.
Yes, yeah. I can do anything what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but not in Vietnam.
What's the difference?
You mean what difference?
What's the difference in Vietnam? You mean after the companies took yes. over or before that?
After.
After?
Yes.
How about before that?
Before.
Do you have freedom too?
Yes, but not like here.
But after the communists took their country, what? You feel like you lost your freedom?
Yes, I
feel. Because they took your shop too?
Yes.
They took all your property?
Yes. And every young man have to work like a farmer. Every young man.
You too?
Yes.
You didn't tell me, you said you work in the garage.
Yes, I was...
Garage too?
Yes.
And work in the field too?
Yes.
You mean grow rice?
Yes, grow rice and grow everything. That's not every day, just about twice a month. Sometimes three times, just like that. They force you to do that, not... I didn't willing to do that, just the communists force you, so...
Do you mean like they're...
Slave.
Slaves?
Yeah.
And about they try to separate your family, or you still stay with your family when you work with them?
I still stay with my family.
But they took all your property.
Yeah.
Did they pay anything for you?
Yes, but not enough.
What do you mean? What would they pay?
They pay the food to me. Just like I am. For example, I want this many, but they didn't pay this many. They just pay half like that. They didn't pay enough to me.
How about food?
Yes, I was mean food.
You mean food?
Yes.
What do you mean? And how you eat? You remember how you eat at that time? What they provide? Rice?
Rice, yes.
You mean that limited quantity?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like for one person is like this much, you know, something like that.
Yes.
That you say is not enough.
Yes.
How about meat? You, they provide any meat? You know, meat.
Oh.
Beef, pork, chicken.
Yeah. They didn't have many meat in Vietnam. They didn't have many.
What do you mean?
Because they sell to the, they sold to the other country, to the Russia.
Instead of for people?
Yes.
Okay.
Even if you have money to buy it, and then it's hard to find.
What do you eat?
Rice.
With what?
Sometimes
vegetable,
right? Corn. Things like that.
Okay. They pay in like salary too? Salary, money per month. Like you work with them and they pay per month, you know, money for you too? Or they just pay, you know, food?
Just pay the food. This the every young man responsibility to work on the farm. If you are a worker, you are a worker belong to the any factory, and they pay the salary. If just like a soldier, I work on the farm and then they pay the food to me. If I don't want to work and I refuse to do, and they won't pay to me. They won't pay that. They won't pay to me.
You mean they let you starve?
Yeah, starve, yes.
But you have to work for it?
Yes.
For food?
Yes.
Okay.
That's every young man's responsibility.
Okay, you study, you are a student at McDonald now.
Yes.
Okay, turn back to new country. What do you think the difference in the school at Vietnam, school in Vietnam and school in here? What's the difference you can see? Can you tell? The differences, like the way they teach and how about your friends, you know, how you feel, you know, in your classroom, what your first day in the classroom, how you feel?
Everything so strange to me, because we didn't have the homeroom in Vietnam, but here
the we what?
Had a homeroom. Homeroom, you know what I mean?
No. I can't get it. What's that?
Homeroom.
Home?
First, in the morning, you have to go to the room first.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to, and then after that you go to the other class.
What you call it? Home?
Homeroom. Yes.
H-O-M-E?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. And?
And the next period we have to go to the other class and other class like that. But not in Vietnam. In Vietnam we just one class in the morning until afternoon, the same class. They didn't change class.
Oh, you don't have to run around.
Yes, yes.
How about the teacher?
Teacher?
In Vietnam, yes. It's the same teacher teaches everything?
No, different.
Oh, different teacher.
Yes.
Okay.
After the period change, and then the other teacher come.
Okay. How about your first day in the classroom here?
Yeah.
How you feel? You remember how did you feel?
Exciting.
Excited?
Yes.
Uh-huh. About what?
About 'cause everything's so strange.
At that time, can you speak English? Could you speak English or just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay. How's the friends in the classroom? Classmates.
The friends.
How they, you know, treat you? How did they treat you?
Yeah, they just look at me.
They just look at you?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Anybody talk?
Oh, yes. Some people talk to me, but I didn't understand.
You didn't understand?
Yeah. Yes.
You have a close friend here? Do you have close friend
here
in the school?
No, just friends, no close friend.
Mm-hmm. How about living condition here? You like?
Yes, I like snow.
Snow?
Yes. But I don't like raining. Because it makes everything mush.
How about food?
Food?
You like American food?
Yes.
Everything?
Everything almost.
You eat at school too?
No, I eat at home.
Uh-huh. How about your religion?
Religion?
Uh-huh. Are you Catholic before you came here?
We didn't have any religion before.
What do you mean you don't have any religion? When you was a child, you don't have any religion? When you were small?
Yes.
You don't have?
Yes.
Because your family?
Yes, because of my family.
Uh-huh. And now you become Catholics?
Yes.
What do you think?
I just feel God loves me, and we believe him. Just like that.
You pray?
Yes, we pray to
What do you pray?
Pray.
What you want?
Peace. Sometimes I pray what I want.
What you want? You want peace? What's that? What do I mean? Peace in what? In your country or I mean your old country?
No.
Peace all over the world?
Yes.
Okay. And how about you? Did you pray for your father?
Yes.
To come?
Yes. Yes, I pray for my father.
He's in China now.
Yes.
You still contact with him?
Yes.
Okay. What you do when you're free?
At home?
Yeah.
Just listen to the music.
Do you play any sports?
No.
What do you think about your new life? You know what I mean? Like, this is your try to adjust the new life. You try? Or you have to? You know what I mean? Your desire.
Yes, I have to.
You have to?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because I will live here forever. So we have to just
adjust?
Yes.
The life?
Yes.
And try to learn more English?
Yes, that's right.
What do you plan to do in the future? Do you have any idea? What you like to become in the future?
I don't have any idea about my future.
What you like to do?
I would say I like to be a mechanic.
Engineer?
Yes, but I don't think I could do that.
Why not?
Because everything's so hard for me.
How's your school work? You study hard?
Not too hard.
You don't like school?
Yeah, I like it, but I need a job because I have to make some money for my mother, for my father in China.
What?
Because my father he doesn't have good life in China.
So. Where he live now in China? Mm. You mean?
The mainland China, the communist party.
Oh, why he escaped to that? He has any relatives there?
Yes, his uncle is there. His uncle, my father's uncle.
So he can't come out anymore?
Now we try to take him come here, but.
What?
We just try to take him come over here. We just try.
You're looking for the job?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes, now I'm looking for a job.
For this summer?
For this summer. Maybe forever.
Why? You want to quit school?
Yes. Because.
Why? You don't like? Or no, you just
like
want to
make money
to send and yes. Try to bring your father here?
Yes, we need to.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got it. Okay, looking back, what do you think you'd like to see happened in your country, in your old country, in Vietnam? Just take it easy with that question. Try to just imagine, you know what I mean? That's what you wish to happen.
I just wish the war stopped. Don't stop them anymore. That's all.
Do you want the war stop?
Yeah.
It's stopped now.
But it's still...
Do you mean the communists?
Yes. Just become...
You want...
Republic.
You want to... How you say? I don't understand much. You want your country to become free?
Free with like before. Just become like before.
What do you think about people?
People?
I mean the people in your country. You know? What do you think? You know, you stay there for a long time, you know, before you came here, you know, and when you escape, and some of people they couldn't escape, you know,
yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about the rest of the people?
Mm.
Do you understand my question? You know what I mean?
Yes, but...
What do you like to see happen with them? You know, in addition to, like, your country become free, you know, and you want people to have freedom like you have here and...
Yes. Yes. You say that.
That's what you want to say?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Can you say it?
I don't know how to say that, but you just say that. That's
you
what
say,
I want to say.
That's what you want to say, that's
yes.
What I just say?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Can you say? You know, do you remember what I say?
I just want they have the freedom like me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's it. You have anything to say, you know, I mean your idea about war, about life here, or anything to add that I didn't ask? You don't have anything to say. Okay, thank you. I wish you a lot of luck in this country. Okay, thank you.